industry, but I also love business, and I see this as such a niche business, a needed business, and at the same time, we get to help a lot of people. Like, I'm going to get emotional about it because it's so needed.
It's quite common for households, especially those with children, to have to deal with head lice at some point. It can be exhausting, confusing, and persistent, but now Peterborough has a service dedicated to the education and treatment of head lice. On February 20th, Hair Apothecary, a professional head lice treatment clinic, had its grand opening, led by founder Jennifer Ducker.
We're located at 41 Park Street South in Peterborough, Ontario, and this is definitely not something you go to school for. So my mom has helped in the schools for over 25 years. So I have about 10 years of helping people in schools and at their house doing this. And you know, it kind of transpired and I'm like, this deserves like a storefront, and not everyone wants us in their house. So by having a storefront, we have a place where people can go. I mean, sometimes we get calls from people at Trent that like, we're not going to go do a treatment in their dorm. That's embarrassing for people. So to have a spot that's an information hub and they can go to, just kind of, it makes sense, you know?
And although Hair Apothecary is now just opening, Jennifer and her mother, Kathy Ducker, have been involved with the treatment of head lice for over 20 years.
This is my mom. And thank you, Jennifer, for taking this over.
As I slowly go into retirement, and like Jennifer said, it is a niche market, but it's just not for kids. I've done people in the hospital. I've done people in long-term care. In university, they have sleepovers, so it's just not for young children. Anybody at any age can get it, and it can be overwhelming because nobody likes the thought of having head lice. So we're just here to ease the burden of head lice and to take away the stress of managing it and going forward. And thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
Ducker and Hair Apothecary will provide immediate treatment for head lice, but it was consistently brought up at the grand opening that they also want to start a conversation to help end the stigma associated with head lice.
Well, it actually, like pediculosis, head lice, as a lot of people call it, it happens in one in four people, so one in four kids. So if you have school-age children, it is no stranger, like you're no stranger to hearing head lice popping up here and there. So it is definitely like a needed thing, you know, and some people, it's not in their world, but, you know, we find it in summer camps, in retirement facilities, anywhere where there's like populations of people, it can arise. So again, like by offering a space they can go, we're not just, you know, as a doctor or pharmacist telling them to get the treatment and go home. We're starting a bigger conversation than that. So they can ask us anything they want and get those answers, as well as, you know, tips on what treatments do work and what don't. Because, you know, there's some things that say like zapping the head lice will work, and it's kind of, that's all marketing. So we kind of break it down, simplify it, and give people more than just a direction to what products to use. It's about the aftercare, cleaning your house, all of the other things too.
Hair Apothecary was able to open through the help of Community Futures Peterborough and their Starter Company Plus grant and support program.
So Community Futures held, it was in, I believe, October, just near the end of 2024. It was an application process. So 20 businesses got a grant. They had to complete a program and with, you know, a business plan and the whole shabam. So it was a solid base to start a business. And I received a grant. So I was able to rebrand and, you know, get some inventory. And it was a huge, huge help.
One aspect of head lice treatment that can be overwhelming is its cost. And Hair Apothecary spoke about the ways they are hoping to make it more affordable.
The results treatment that we recommend is actually covered by OHIP. Again, most doctors won't even tell people that. So they can go save $20 right off the bat by knowing that. So again, knowledge is power with this kind of thing. So also, you know, we've worked with social services where some people, it's up to our client to reach out to social services, but they've actually covered the cost for some families because nobody has an emergency head lice fund. Like I always say that, and I don't mean to laugh, but it can be quite expensive. And again, you don't have a fund for that set aside. starting what we want to start Hair Apothecary is like an emergency fund, so families that can't afford it aren't left with nothing. Like, they can come in, get a treatment with the same quality we'd treat anyone with, and it's all confidential too, so there's no, you know, you can ask for help and receive it here, basically.
You can find more information about Hair Apothecary and their head lice treatment at hairapothecary.ca. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7, Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wenong.